Well, I wonder how often you just pop into the supermarket to buy one thing that you need, and then you come out with several other things that you didn't realise you needed, but you just saw and thought might be useful. Now, I know I do that. I'm sure you do that too. Shopping in itself isn't wrong. We need to buy things to live. But it's so easy to end up buying things that we don't need or just buying too many things. I know this is something I do. I order my shopping online. So I sit down at the computer and I go through my regulars list and I think, oh, I don't know if I've got it. I'll just add it anyway. And then I end up, we get the shopping and Phil says, we've got an awful lot of porridge oats, darling. Or do we really need these many washing up sponges? And it's just those things that I don't always check and I end up buying. And we know, don't we, how easy it is to do that, especially with online shopping. And we also saw, didn't we, during the pandemic, the things that happened with stockpiling. You know, when at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody ran out of toilet roll, didn't they? Because everybody was desperate and really worried they were going to not have any, or they were desperate. and similarly, you know, flour later on, there was no flour because people were baking so much. And it meant that other people went without. And then, of course, when it comes to shopping for luxury items like I don't know, jewellery or cars or clothes. You know, there are adverts everywhere, aren't there, about things that we absolutely must buy because they're going to make us look fantastic. And it's just so easy, isn't it, to get sucked into that mindset of thinking that we need all of these things. And shopping can become really addictive. We know that during lockdown, particularly, many people spent hours and hours on the internet buying things that they didn't really need, which was both bad for their finances, for their own pocket, but also really bad for our environment. So the challenge that was suggested is that we might try to make a list of what are the essentials that we need. So things like milk, bread, eggs, maybe things like toilet roll. But just maybe when we've got our list of essentials, only try buying those for 1 month. Just for 1 month, buy nothing else except for the things that are on our essentials list. And just notice the things that we do buy that aren't actually essential. So this is our last talk on our series on the environment. And we've looked at all that is going on in our world. And I think we have a better understanding now of the challenges that face our world if we don't make any changes. And some of the things that we've looked at have been really, really big. Things like the impact of climate change. And we can feel really overwhelmed by this. But if many, many people make small changes in our lifestyles, then in the long run, it will make a difference to our world. So today, we need to face the fact that as with so many things, we need to make the choices. There are two things that come from our readings today that I think can help us as we look to choose to have a greener lifestyle. The first is from this reading from Timothy that Avra read to us. Contentment. Paul, in writing this letter to Timothy, encouraged us to think about contentment. What really makes us happy? He says, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. So Paul's suggestion is that in order to get to that place of contentment, we need to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Righteousness and godliness is about seeing the world through God's eyes and doing what he would do. So loving others as he would, thinking of those across our whole world, not just thinking about us in this country. Seeking our happiness in relationship with God and with our family and friends, rather than in material possessions. God isn't a dictator. He doesn't force us to do things. He gives us free choice. But he is always there to guide us and to help us when we turn to him. So I think it's really good for us all to be asking God to help us to be more content with what we have, and to help us to pursue those things that will lead towards contentment. And the second thing is living lightly, not being burdened by worry. In our gospel reading that Tara read today, Jesus said to his listeners, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear." When it comes to fashion, especially there is a lot of pressure for people to wear the right thing, maybe not for us now, but definitely for teenagers. It's so important at that age, isn't it, to feel that you're fitting in with everyone around you. And let's face it, there have always been some very strange fashions through history. I was thinking, I bet if I ask all of you, what can you remember something really strange that you wore as a teenager or a hairstyle that you sported? I bet all of you will have vivid memories of something that you really wouldn't want to wear today. Yeah. And, you know, for those of us who have enough space in our wardrobe and who thought about it, if you'd kept some of those things, you know, fashion comes around, doesn't it? And we find there are things that are back in fashion, and not all of it. No. Yeah, there, I have some very funny photos that are filled with quite long hair when he was in his early 20s, yeah. But that's come around, hasn't it? Long hair got back in again, didn't it? So it's interesting. And the pressure of social media for young people today, like with Instagram and TikTok and all these things, makes it even worse, doesn't it? Living lightly means not being burdened by that anxiety, the pressure the world seeks to impose on us, not being overcome with worry about those material things. So I gave you, Hilary gave you a little leaflet when you came in called 9 Ways of Living Gently on Earth. Sorry, I've pinched yours here. You'll see that in the middle, it's got a whole sheet with lots of different ideas on it of things that we can do as Christians to live gently on the earth. So it's written by Green Christians, Ordinary Christians, Extraordinary Times, that's the heading. Now, it's got so many tips that might be helpful, and I'm thinking that probably since we started our series on the environment, you may well have already been starting to put a few things into action yourselves. As a church, we've committed ourselves to trying to make our church more eco-friendly. And part of this means doing what we've been doing, regularly teaching on the environment and encouraging all of us to think about seriously making those life choices to make those small changes that will help our environment. And I'm not going to go through the whole leaflet now. I just wanted to highlight one to you, which is number 6. Oh. Hasn't shown up on here, which is says, use your loaf, which is locally produced, organically grown, animal friendly, fairly traded. So what this means is supporting local shops, trying to buy British fruit and vegetables in season, growing some of your own food if you've got room to do that, eating less meat and dairy, buying free-range eggs and meat and sustainably caught fish. And you know, we've already tried to implement this in our church by saying we're only going to really try and serve fair trade tea and coffee. And we could really extend this to perhaps encouraging each other. When we do things like our St. James's Day barbecue, we could try and be encouraging each other to use those loaf principles in the things that we buy, so that in everything that we're doing as a church, for any of our social events, we're trying also to be following those loaf principles. What I'd like to encourage you to do is to take away that leaflet and to read it prayerfully and to think about small changes that you could make, to talk through it with those you live with and with your friends and family, and see if you can encourage one another to make different lifestyle choices that will have a positive impact on this planet, this beautiful earth that God has given us, and choices that will benefit people across our world. It would also be really good if we could feed back to each other in the coming weeks some changes that we're trying, and let other people know how they're going, and perhaps encourage others to try the same things that we're trying. So Phil and I have been trying hard to cut down the amount of meat that we're eating. So we'll try and eat maybe meat maybe twice a week. Yeah, maybe, depending on whether we've got people around who we want to serve meat to or would like meat. But generally, we're trying to eat more vegetarian stuff. And I'm getting used to it. When I was on holiday, I ate all vegetarian because it was easy because somebody else was cooking it for me. But it's just trying to think about the things that make a difference. And if we all do that, it will make a difference to our world. And I think doing it together can help us as well, because we can encourage each other. And it's always better to feel we're doing something together, isn't it? So I just wanted to end by just praying for us as we think about doing that. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for all the things that we have learnt about in the last few weeks. As we've thought about our environment and trying to be more green in the way that we live. I pray that as we move forward from today and into the coming weeks, you'll be speaking to each one of us, helping to implement some of these small changes that will benefit our world and all that you have given us, and help us to be good stewards of it. Amen.